Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph. We'll start Nun Dalet Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. The two dots. There are three things that if a person is marach bim, marach miyamim, shnayis of shalada. If he is prolongs these three things, they lengthen, prolong his life. Amarach b'tfilosai, if he davens, he prolong davening. Amarach al shulchanai, he delays his meal, he stays longer in his meal. We'll see why in the Gemara shortly. Amarach b'basic kisei, he stays longer time in the basic kisei. Frank the Gemara, v'amarach b'tfilosai, mal yusahi, mean to say that a prolonged davening, that's a mal yusa, that's considered a good thing. V'amarav chiyah barav, v'amarav yechanan, kol hamarach b'tfilosai, u'ma'ayin b'asai, v'al yidei kev leiv. If a person lengthens the tefillah, he's ma'ayin, he's examining, looking into it to see that if his tefillah is going to be answered. He comes to cave lave. He comes to being disappointed and have a broken heart. Shenemar techelz memushcha machlas lave. A lengthy davening brings to a machal lave, to a sickness of the heart. He becomes sad. There are three things that are a person's averus, remind one of a person's averus. And in the din, in the mezin shalmala, then his avoidance will be reminded. Ve'elohein kir notoi, if a person passed by a wall that's not secure, that's tilted, so it's a sakana. If a person puts himself in a makom sakana, then that's menaka from his zechuyos. So it's reminded of his averus are being reminded that now he needs special merit to save him from this dangerous situation. He put himself in a dangerous situation. That's maskirna v'nei shalshalonim. V'in tefila, if a person davens a lengthy davening. U'moyser din al chavera l'shamayim. And if a person in shamayim, he's moyser din, he has a complaint against somebody else, and he asks Rabbanu Shalom to judge. So Rashi explains, he thinks that he is such a big tzaddik, he's so confident that he will be victorious, be zaycha b'din, he's moyser din chavera shamayim, that Kaiva, that will now be masker his averus, his own averus. So you see over here that it's not a good thing to have the lengthy tefillah to be that he dons a long tefillah. And we were saying before, Rabbi Yehuda said that that's ma'arich and yomav. The Gemara answers, aloi kasha hadam ayin ba, hadaloi ma'ayin ba. There's a difference if he dons a lengthy davening and he's ma'ayin ba. Now he's waiting to see that his tefillahs are answered, and meaning he thinks to himself that his tefillahs are worthy of being answered. He davened with such kavana, he davened such a long davening, the Rabbanu Shalom should answer his tefillahs. So that has the opposite effect. If a person has that element of gaiva, of arrogance, he thinks that he's so worthy that his tefillahs should be answered, it has the opposite effect. But if a person davens, he davens kavana, he davens with the proper kavana, not anticipating any result, he's not looking to see if the tefillahs will be answered, then it is ma'arich and yomav. Behechi avid, demavish berachmim. He should just have rachmim, bibitech b'Hashem, and whatever Hashem, whatever will be. He is davens with kavana, he davens to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he's not waiting to see in anticipation that the tefillahs will be answered. He has bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom that the Rabbeinu Shalom will do what's the right best thing for him. V'amarach al shulchanai. So what we said, another thing that's marach, Yom Rav Yehuda says, is marach al shulchanai. He delays himself at the meal, at his meal. What's the mile of that? What's the benefit of that? Dilma also ani v'yayivle. Because by staying at the meal a longer time, there's more likelihood that an ani will come and it'll give him food and it'll support the ani. And so therefore, there's a greater likelihood that he'll give that food stocked to the ani. It's marech and yama. Tachsiv ha-mizbeach is shalosh amas gavoya. It says that the mizbeach was three amas high. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, vayidaber lai zeh ha-shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. And then the pasuk continues, says, and this is the shulchan that's lifnei Hashem. So pasuk v'mizbeach. The pasuk starts off describing this as the mizbeach. V'siyem b'shulchan. And then it says, a shulchan, then it calls it a shulchan. Why does it call the Mizbech a shulchan? Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Dami Tarvai, the answer calls, man shabeis ha-mikdash kayam, Mizbech mechapra al Yisrael. When there's a base of mikdash, so the mizbeach, the korbanos, or makriv korbanos on the mizbeach, that's mechaper for Bnei Yisrael. Va'achshav, however, now shulchan or shulchan mechaper love. It's called a shulchan. Our shulchan is like a mizbeach. So now, when there's no base of mikdash, the shulchan is the mizbeach. It's mechaper. So when we have our meals and we're give from our food to aniyim, we support others with our fiyah, with our meals, that is a kapar for us. Therefore, Rav Yehuda says, ma'arichin lo yomav. The third thing he said is, v'amarach v'beis ha-kiseim, safrak t'gimor v'amarach v'beis ha-kiseim al yusi, is that considered beneficial? Ay, v'altan yasar dvorem mevim es domli de tachtainis. 10 things bring a person to hemorrhoids. Oichal aleikanim, if he eats the leaves of reeds, vale gefanim, or of grapevines, velule gefanim, or the shoots of grapevines, or marigi behema, or the ridged part of the meat from an animal like the tongue, etc. Vishidra shildag, or the spine of a fish, vadag maliach, shenu, which is called sarkas, salted fish, which is not cooked completely. Vashaisa shimre yayin, or if he drinks the sediments of wine, or if he's mekaneach with lime or with pots, with pottery, or if he uses in the basic kisei for kinuach, the stone, in those days they didn't have paper, so the stone that somebody else used. Or some say that even some, he squats, he suspends himself in a long, lengthy period of time, that also brings lidei tachtonius. More answers like kasha, hadamarach v'toli, hadamarach v'loitoli. It's only considered detrimental if he squats, but otherwise, if he's marach, it's considered to be beneficial. Ki ha tamra la ha-matronisul Rav Yehuda bar Eloi, she said to him, panech doimem l'megadlei chazirim u'malami v'ribis. You look so healthy, and you look like you have no daigas. You look like a person who has a parnosa and makes a lot of money and without working hard. Like Megadli Chazirim, he raises Chazirim, or he lends with ribbis, with interest. So these types of people, they didn't have to work so hard. They didn't have daigas, and they made a lot. They had made a lot of money. They had a parnosa. And that's what you look like. You look like a person that has no daigas, that has no worries. Amar le hemenusa le didi tarvayasar. Believe me, like Yeshua, that for us yidden, both are also. It's also, both of these things are also. So certainly I'm not engaged in that. Ella, why do I have this appearance? Because Ella Esrim va'arba beis akise ikamush b'zoy lebe midrosha. There are 24 bathrooms. In those days they had public bathrooms. There are 24 bathrooms from where I was lodging to the on the way to the base of Medrash. The chazlina batkinan avshoy v'kulei. On my way, walking to the base Medrash, I use all of those bathrooms. So therefore, that shows that, therefore, that was so beneficial to his health, and that's why he had that appearance. On the other hand, there are three things that shorten the person's life. What does that mean? If a person is called to read from the Sefer Torah, and he doesn't, he refuses. Or, they give him the Kaisel Brach, the bench, and he doesn't. Or if he is a leader that is overbearing and he puts a burden on the tzibur. Those three things shorten his life. More explains. Sefer Torah likreis v'nekara. If it's Sefer Torah, and he doesn't read the chsiv, ki uchayecha v'orach yamecha. The Sefer Torah is our life. So we make an inference, learning Torah is a life. And the opposite, we make an inference, a diuk, and therefore, not learning Torah, refusing to learn from the Torah, that shortens his life. If they give him the kais for benching and he doesn't bench, so the way Rashi explains it is because the one who's given the kaisel bracha, he gives a bracha to the balabais. So if they give the guest the kaisel bracha to mevarach, and he doesn't bench, and he's not, therefore, he's not giving a bracha to the malabais. And again, the same type of inference. The ones who give you a bracha, so it's a bracha to Avraham Avinu. The ones who give a bracha, they will have a bracha. The inference is the ones who don't will have the opposite effect. Similarly, from the Zera Avram, from Yidden, if someone was supposed to give a bracha to the host, if he gave the bracha, he himself will get a bracha. But if he doesn't, it'll be the opposite effect. Why did Yosef die so young before his brothers? He was overbearing. He was overbearing, and he conducted himself with barabonus and lording over them, and he had shortened his life. For three things you need rachmei shemayim: melech tov, a good king; shana tov, a good year. More specifically, a good year dealing with the rains. Of course, we need rachmim for a good year, but more specifically, that the rains, don't think that the rains come automatically and the harvest will come automatically. These are things that need rachmim, as more will speak out, we'll see. V'cholom tov, and a good dream. Melech tov d'chsi palgei mayim leiv melech biyad Hashem. So it's in the hands of Hashem, the heart of the king, and his decisions and the way he conducts and the way he rules over the nation, biyad is biyad Hashem. Shana tova d'chsiv tamid einei Hashem l'kecha bomi reishis Hashana v'arachriz Hashana. So Hashem's eyes are on it, meaning don't think that, in Eretz Yisrael in particular, don't think that it's all teva, it's all nature. It's in the hands of Hashem, einei Hashem. So I need rachmim that there will be the rains, that the harvest will be good, the harvest will be abundant food. So in this context, the Pasha Pshad and Tachlimeni is to give me strength, but here we darshan from a chalim that you gave me a good dream and you gave me chayim. Three things Kodesh Baruch Hu himself declares on them. Meloheen Rav, if there's a famine, Mesoiva, or if there is a year of where there's a harvest, there's abundance, Uparnas Taif, and a good leader. Rav Dechsi Kikor Hashem L'Rav, Hashem calls for the famine. Soiva Dechsi V'Karase Ela Dogim V'Herbesi Yosef, and I'll make abundance from the gun, the grains, the harvest. Parnas Taif, a good leader, Dechsi V'Aydav Hashem L'Moshe Lema Re'e Karasi B'Shem B'Tzala. Says, for A, Karaz, I called Bezalel. So Bezalel, who built the Mishkan, he was the leader. Hashem called him. It was appointed by Hashem. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Ein Ma Midim Parnas Al Tzibur El Em Ken Melachim Tzibur. Another aspect of the leader is that when you point a leader on the nation, on the people, it should be with their consent. Shenema Ru'u Kar Hashem Shem Bezalel. Says, Ru'u Kar Hashem, look. So what is this Ru'u? Look into the matter. Is Bezalel, is he appropriate in your eyes to be the one to lead the building of the Mishkan? If it's fitting in your eyes, certainly it's fitting in my eyes. Nevertheless, this is the proper conduct, and now speak to Bnei Yisrael and I get their consent for Bezalel to be the leader. Holach v'amar lem l'Yisrael hagun alechem Bezalel. Is Bezalel appropriate in your eyes? Is he fitting in your eyes? Amar loyim l'fnei kodesh baruch hu l'fanecha v'hagun. If he's fit in your rabbinic shalom, in your eyes, l'faneinu l'kol shein, certainly in our eyes. But nevertheless, it is the appropriate conduct, the proper conduct to consult with the people before you appoint the leader. Why was he called Bezalel? Why was he given that name? Al Shem Chochmasa Nikram. Because of the Chochma that he had, that's why he was given that name. So the Rebbe Shalom said to Moshe, tell Bezalel to bring, and it was said in this order, Mishkan, Aron, Vekelim. Build a Mishkan, Aron v'Kelim. Halach Moshe v'Hafach, and Moshe turned it around. V'Amar lo yaseh Aron v'Kelim v'Mishkan, and make the Aron first, the Aron, then the Kelim in the Mishkan. Amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu min Haga shel Olam Adam boina bayis v'Achar kach machnas seich Kelim. So Bezalel said, Moshe Rabbeinu, the minhag Olam is before you put furniture into a house, 40-foot things into the house. You build a house. You have to have the house first. Va'ata oimer asili oren v'kelim v'mishkan. Now you're telling me the oren, kelim and mishkan. You're telling me to build the kelim before the house. Kelim shani yoisel echan achnisan. So where am I going to put them if I don't have the mishkan first? Shema kach amar locha kodesh baruch asam mishkan oren v'kelim. Perhaps Rabbi Nishalom told you a different order. Perhaps he told you the Mishkan first, then the Aron and Kalim. Armaloi, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Shema Betzel Kel HaYisad, were you in the shadow of Hashem that you know, that you knew what the Rabbi Nishalom told me? V'yadata? So that's why it was called Betzel, Betzel Kel. Al Shem is Chokhma. Tosfos asks, where do we see that this is the order that was given, that Rabbi Nishalom told him first the Mishkan and then the Aron? So Taisa says, the Pasuk Kisisa says that it says, as oil moyed ves Aron la'eda. So first it says the oil moyed, and then it says the Aron. Continue on with Betzalel. Omar of Yoram Rav Yodea, Ya Betzalel Tzarf Oisia is Shanivra by Shemaim Va'aretz. He knew how to combine the letters with the letters of Kedusha that the world was created with, and he knew how to combine those oisias and make a creation. And the Mishkan was a form of a creation. It was built, but it was also a creation. It says that he was filled with chokhma tuna das. So the creation of the world was chokhma and tuna, and those were the attributes that Bezalel had. And bedas tahimus were nifku, the depths were cleaved. Kodesh Baruch only gives chacham to one who has chacham. To a chacham, he gets chacham as shenemar. Yahav chacham salachakimin umanda leyada bina. So it's for the ones that the chachim, they have the chacham. Shema Rav Tachliva Bar Rav Armi Kamei the Rebbe Vo Armelei Atu Mahasan Masnisla. You learn this principle from that pasuk, from the pasuk in Daniel. Anan Mahach Masnisla. We learn it now from the pasuk in the Torah that says, "V'leiv kol chacham leiv nosati chachma." In the leiv of a chacham leiv, who gets chachma? One who's a chacham, chacham leiv. Where does the first chachma start up? If Hashem gives chachma to chacham, where does the first chacham start? From where does chacham begin with? So the Nefesh HaChaim says that Reshit Chacham Yiras Hashem, person has Yiras Hashem, he's given Chachma, and then he's given more Chachma. If he's Mispalel, he has more Yiras Hashem, he gets more and more Chachma. Amrav Chista Kol Chaloyim. So the Gemara is going to go into a lengthy discussion of dreams. So Rav Chista said, Kol Chalom V'loy Tavis. Any dream, but a dream where a person is fasting in the dream is a bad sign, a bad omen. A dream that is not interpreted is like a letter that's not read. So it's like the sealed envelope. If the letter is not read, if it's not interpreted, it doesn't take effect. The dream itself doesn't come to fruition. Not every dream is everything has completely happens the way it's said in the dream. Not a good dream. And a bad dream is not mekayim kula either. Meaning, not everything in the dream, good or bad, it doesn't. The good is not going to be completely good, and the bad is not going to be completely bad. He said a bad dream is better than a good dream. Meaning, a bad dream encourages a person to do tshuva. A good dream, person could become complacent with that. So a bad dream has a better effect on the person than a good dream. The bad dream, the sadness that he has, that helps to take away the effect of the dream. Since he feels sad and he's suffering with the worrying about the dream, that in itself is the einish, and that will mitigate the punishment that the dream foretold. And the opposite is chelma tayva chedva mistaya. The happiness that a person has in a good dream, that could be his reward, and therefore the effects of the dream will not come to fruition. Because he had the good dream. Rav Yosef, a good dream, Rav Yosef, who himself he suffered very much because he was blind, he said, even for him, a good dream, the happiness that he would have, even though he's a person that didn't have so much of the simcha in chedrusa, but that happiness will negate the effects of could negate the effects of the dream. He said, a bad dream is worse than makas, than lashes. A bad dream is made for a person to have years of lakim. So Elkim also shir lefanav Amarav Bar Rachana Amrav Yechon Zechalim Ro. That's referring to a bad dream, and therefore, that will bring him to be Machzen B'Tshuva.